from Cody Carnes. Song's called Hold It All. Good morning. It's Risenstein. It's Victory 91.5. Did you know that 50 days after Passover is Pentecost?
What?
Yes. And I did the math. It must be Sunday.
Correct. Saturday night to Sunday.
So Pentecost is happening this weekend. And as always, when there is a big doing like that, Ray Haynes, our general manager, comes in and teaches on that. And he's here this morning.
And I'm excited to be here, too.
Glad to have you.
I couldn't ask for a better introduction than the last break of the Shame and Guilt outlet. That was just, I laughed the whole way here. And I thought, only God would set that one up to introduce Pentecost. Because I'd like a shirt with that. I shop at the Shame and Guilt outlet. I save.
Brand name Shame. Outlet prices.
Sure, the third sleeve dangles.
Don't worry about it.
I grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania with the original outlets. So back in the 70s, before there were outlet malls like in Dawsonville and Woodstock,
sure,
there were the actual textile factories in Reading, Pennsylvania.
With leftovers.
With leftovers.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And you would go there and you'd have to dig through bins of things with three sleeves and torn zippers, and you'd finally find something, and you were like, oh, it's avocado. it's orange. Now, orange is big now, but you know what I'm talking about.
It's ironic. I was getting dressed this morning, and I haven't worn the shirt before, but it has a whale on it. I don't have any idea what color this shirt is, speaking of avocado. But it's a very pretty shirt, but it's got a whale on it, which reminded me, too, that the other guy that really is like the patron saint of Pentecost is Jonah. If you've ever related to Jonah, where God has sent you to your enemies, or, you know, it could be in your marriage. It could be anywhere in your life that God's sending you, and it feels like he's sending you to your enemies, and you're going, I don't want to go. And yet, there you are. So, this day is all about, now there's obviously, this is probably the most, debated, argued subject within Christianity. If you're in church long enough, it'll be about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and about tongues. So think of your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. But don't just think of your mouth. These are about this day represents your wedding day. You're married to God. That's the whole, you're the bride of Christ. So this is that wedding day. So this day is about the vows, or more specifically, the hidden vows. The things you don't know are going on. You can't see them, but boy, you can feel them. And they just stay with you. And so if you've ever struggled with forgiveness or battled faith, you know, how in the world am I supposed to have faith? I don't get how this works. This is Pentecost is the answer to all of those things. So it's a very cool one. So just to make it real simple, we'll jump in. It's what was forbidden becomes permissible. That's what this day is all about. What God does, and only God can do, actually. It all begins at the time of Moses, obviously, but we're going to fast forward first just to kind of set it up to the days of Jesus to look at what it was all really about, because a lot of things in the Old Testament you have to fast forward to and go, ah, I get it now. So we celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread nearly 7 weeks ago with Passover, the Feast of First Fruits, which was Resurrection Day. And it was also if you're in Israel, it was when the barley harvest was ready, and they went into the fields and waved a bundle of barley before God in thanks, right? So that day when the wave offering was made is a day of newness. It's kind of like your wedding day, okay? Think of it like that. Nothing from, or at least when, let me take that back. It's when he got down on one knee and said, will you? And suddenly your future changed, all right? That's Passover. That's all of that.
Actually, Leanna said, what are you doing on your knees?
You're getting your pants dirty.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They might have responded
how often they mop the floor.
So here's the thing to remember. Nothing from that season's harvest can be eaten until after the wave offering is made. The question, why? God established these festivals as times of divine renewal or newness. So what was forbidden, you can't eat it, becomes permissible. Something shifts, if you will. So when Jesus comes out of the grave, offers the wave offering of all the souls who've been locked away in Hades for 4,000 years and walked them into heaven, he opened the door into eternity with God for all mankind who had been trapped in sin. See, what was forbidden, you now get to be with God. We who were forbidden became acceptable and part of the divine harvest. So we've been redeemed. I know it's flowery language, but that's biblically way of looking at it. So when you think about waving, because this day is also about waving, think freedom. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we are today. It's the Feast of Weeks. It's just Shavuot, if you will, or Pentecost is the easiest way. That's Greek, but it works. It's to be observed on the 50th day after Passover. There's seven sevens. That's 7 weeks have passed. It's called Pentecost by Christians because that's the Greek word for 50, and that was the common language at the time of the writing of the New Testament. So just as first fruits is the barley harvest, 50 days later in Israel is the wheat harvest, and the priest prepare 2 loaves of wheat bread, wave it before God to thank God for bringing forth the harvest. So you can read all about that in Leviticus, the whole journey, but we'll talk about that. But because we're the bride of Christ, which is what it's really about, Pentecost is the type of renewing our vows yearly. And 2,000 years ago was a reenactment of going back to the Mount Sinai with Moses 3,500 years ago. You might remember Jesus told the disciples, wait, don't start your ministry, wait. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you when to go. So all the Jews had to travel every year to Jerusalem for Passover, and they had to return for Pentecost because God had a plan. Mm-hmm. And Passover was fulfilled first in the death of the Lamb of God, Jesus. First fruits was fulfilled in his resurrection. Pentecost was the day when God sent his Holy Spirit. So here's why. The letter kills. The Spirit gives life. Same mm-hmm. thing in your marriage. A lot of times what's coming out of your mouth is killing you, but the Spirit within, there's plenty of life waiting. Moses had to hide his glory behind a veil. Jesus tore down the veil, and on Pentecost, the Spirit was visible to all. So it's a countdown or it's a preparation for something, all right? Mm. 50 days, you're counting, right? It's like an anniversary. But what are you counting down to? They didn't know. But the Feast of Weeks was the only festival for which the date is not given. So every other date on a calendar, you can find it. Feast, it was on the certain day of a certain month. Passover is on the 14th day of the first month. Not that way for Pentecost. You count 50 days based on the last one. All right. So it's kind of like a special holiday that you never know when's coming. So this same Pentecost is a picture of our wedding day. I'm going to just keep put that in there until you get it. When the Holy Spirit came to dwell within man as a deposit, like the wedding ring, of what is to come. All right?
All right.
It's a whole lot, but there you go. That's your introduction.
Okay. The introduction to Pentecost, which is Saturday night into Sunday. It's Rise and Stein. It's Victory 91.5. Ray Haynes is here teaching on Pentecost.
For some of us, complex